Monday, June 9th, 2025, and ask Dave to please call the roll.
Council President Vidiver.
Here.
Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Govindarajan.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Evers.
Here.
Mary of Quorum.
Thank you. We have no general public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda? And we'll note that we have two confirmations tonight. Alder Revere.
Thank you, Mayor. Speaking of confirmations, if they're available, it would be great to separate agenda items 2 and 3 to have brief introductions by your two appointees. And then unrelated, if we could separate agenda item number 8, as I have a question or two on purchasing there. Thank you.
Yes, Alder. So item 8, I see the appointee on item 2 is here. I'm not sure if Mr. Ruppel is here. I also just did something totally weird to my view, so sorry. Slightly distracted. Okay, there we go. All right, so items 2 and 8 will definitely be separated. As so far, although we don't see the appointee for item 3 present, but if he shows up, we'll separate that one too. Are there additional items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda? Seeing none. Then with your indulgence, Alder Revere, we'll perhaps wait for the council meeting on Mr. Ruppel. Thank you. So we'll be separating items 2 and 8. On the balance of the agenda, can I have a motion, please?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and second to adopt the consent agenda with the exceptions of items 2 and 8. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of those items and the recommendations therein. And that will take us to item 2, which is Legistar 88487, submitting the appointment of Christoph Spieler for confirmation of a 5-year term as Director of Transportation. Christoph is here with us. Let me just say, by way of introduction, that, and I don't know if you remember this, I first met Christoph in Denver when I had organized a meeting for the Mayor's Innovation Project about transportation issues and invited him to come speak on a panel because of the work he had done on the Houston Metro Board doing a bus network redesign. And so was pretty happy when he showed up as one of the finalists for this position. And I'm very, very pleased to submit his appointment to the council. With your indulgence, Finance Committee members, perhaps we will have Christoph say a few words of introduction, and then if you have any questions. So, Christoph, I'll hand it over to you.
Yeah, very, very happy to be here. In addition to having been a transit board member for Houston Metro, also have taught transportation classes at Rice University, and also wrote a book on transit in the United States called Trains, Buses, People, an Opinionated Atlas of U.S. and Canadian Transit. I'm a licensed professional engineer as well as a certified planner. And I've spent the last 25 years as a consultant working with cities and counties and agencies across the United States doing transit planning. I've been had the chance to be part of some amazing bus network redesigns, but also things like thinking through the end of lines for buses. I've also done land use planning, district plans, park planning, and street redesigns, as well as being part of the Houston Bike Plan. So I've spent that time in Houston. I've had a chance to work in a lot of amazing places. And I will say, looking at Madison, you are already doing really great work in everything that this position touches. And I think a lot of opportunities to do really great things. So I'm very excited about the chance to be on the public sector side instead of the private sector side, that opportunity to really see projects through and help work with you to figure out what the vision is and then figure out what work it will take to do that vision and then go through working with the community. I've had a lot of experience in community outreach, working with the community to shape those projects and ultimately make a better city. And also what I love about doing this work is you have the opportunity to make people's lives better every day, to make it easier to move around and to make it a city people love to live in and work in and travel to. I'm honored to be selected for this position and really excited about Madison and about the work that the transportation director can do.
Thank you, Christoph. Are there any questions? Alder Madison?
Yes, mine is a more fun one, I guess. I don't know. I'm just interested more in, like, is there, outside of your actual, you know, 9 to 5 coming to Madison for that, is there anything you're like, excited about Madison, like, that you're looking forward to?
I have to say, just coming for the interview and seeing the city, mm-hmm. It's a really cool place. Like, I love the level of activity. I love the feeling of history. I love the setting between the lakes. And I'm also actually really excited to get to know Wisconsin. Like, I love traveling. And the little bit I've seen of the state, I've absolutely loved. I will also say another thing I'm looking forward to is no hurricane season.
Yeah, that is a bonus. And then one more work-related question. What are your thoughts? Have you been following? Like, what are your thoughts so far since BRT has launched?
I mean, I wrote the system extensively, and it feels like it's really doing what a good system ought to be doing. It's carrying lots of people. I love seeing a system that is not only back to pre-COVID ridership, but higher than pre-COVID ridership. And clearly the BRT is playing a huge role in that. Mm-hmm. And it really does a lot of things well. I mean, I've basically ridden every BRT system in the United States, and I will say this compares very well. But I know also that there's a second line in the works. And I also believe that every time a project like this gets implemented, there's a chance to look back at it and say, what's working, what's not working, what do we want to tweak? And that includes talking to the community, talking to everybody who uses that project and everybody whose businesses and homes are around that project. This was a really big step for Madison. And it's a chance to learn those lessons, apply them to things going forward.
But I love to hear about going back and reviewing, you know, so that's important. All right. Thank you and congratulations, you know, on your future here in Madison.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Evers?
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome, Christoph. One of the things that we learned in our redesign is that residents who had fortuitous coverage and that there was a bus stop within short walking distance, perhaps as we made a move towards increased frequency, they're naturally discouraged and upset and have taken a rather sort of almost vitriolic, if not vitriolic, very much a negative mindset towards not only the redesign and BRT. How would you suggest we as alders and policymakers and people who are trying to keep moving forward with progressive policy with respect to transit address the concerns of people who feel like they lost good coverage and now it takes them longer to get on to the bus or to where they want to go?
That's really tough. Obviously, I don't know any of the details in this situation. I think one of the tough things about network redesigns, and we did a really big one in Houston, is that if you want to make things better for the vast majority of riders, you nevertheless are going to end up making things worse for somebody. That is just the nature of trade-offs. If we had infinite operating resources, we would not have trade-offs like that, but we will never have infinite operating resources. And it's important to be honest about that. I think it's important to just be upfront about, yes, we know that your trip got worse. But it's also important to step back and reassess, because sometimes when you implement something like a redesign, you learn things by how it's operating. So in some of these cases, there may be an opportunity to revisit some of that. But I would be careful with that. I do think that, first of all, running something teaches you things you don't know when you're just planning it. And people who live in the community know things about their neighborhood that no planner will ever know. So I always go in understanding that. But on the other hand, you also don't want to undo things that are working really well and make 10 riders' trips worse in order to make one rider's trip better. And I think part of the job of a director here is to help you work through this. I think, number one, there's choices to be made here, and ultimately, you are the ones making the policy decisions. And so a director gives you options. Here's what you can do. But secondly, also gives you the information and the data so that you can respond with the best information you can have to those constituents. And I will say, I always feel for people in your position, because not only did you have the guts to run for office, but you are the ones who will get yelled at. And it is, I think, my job as a director to give you all the best information and in order to make the best decisions and respond to those constituents as well as possible. And there should never be a bus network that's frozen in stone. There's should always be continuous adjustments.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And welcome. Welcome to Madison. There's much to love about Wisconsin. Suggest you get up to Door County this summer if you get a long weekend. There's lots going on. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Any other questions? If not, then I would entertain a motion on item 2.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of recommending confirmation. Congratulations, you made it through one hurdle.
Thank you all. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you for being here. All right, that will take us then to item 8. Item 8 is Legistar 88495, authorizing the mayor and clerk to enter into a one-year competitively selected service contract with options for an additional one-year term with Galls LLC for the Uniform Management Program for Fire and Police. On item 8, motion please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt. Alder Rivera, questions?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor. I don't see anyone from city purchasing that I know here, so perhaps my questions can be addressed by Dave. Dave, as you might recall from my service on the former Committee on Sweat-Free Purchases, we've had a long history with Galls. And my first question was, if you know it, otherwise, you know, I can have an offline conversation with Mary Richards or others, has Galls been in full compliance with our sweat-free purchase ordinance, as far as you know, with our
understanding? My understanding from purchasing staff is that, yes, they are in compliance.
Great. That's good to hear. And then, secondly, do you know if, through the use of the Sourcewell Purchasing Cooperative, rather than the formal RFP process that we've traditionally used for this uniform contract, if we were able to get much of a monetary benefit from that, or was it simply the main benefit was we didn't have to go through the formal RFP process and what that entails since we use the purchasing co-op.
It was a monetary benefit.
There was. Do you know anything more?
I don't have the specific numbers, but they wanted to renew at a much higher price point, and we found we could get a better price through that consortium. That's but I can have purchasing staff contact you directly with the numbers.
Yeah. Is Mary the one that handled this? Do you know?
I'm not sure which purchasing buyer handled it, but we can get back to you.
That would be great. Thanks. Well, just lastly, then, do you know, will our plan be to use a purchasing cooperative for our rental contract for uniforms, the one that all the other agencies, save for police and fire, operate under?
We don't know yet on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's something actually that I'd be more interested in talking to Mary or somebody else about, is because Aramark and Cintas that have that contract over the years, they've alternated, have not been very cooperative when it comes to the sweat-free purchase ordinance. So I would enjoy that conversation. Thanks very much, Dave. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions for staff on item 8? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of item 8? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 8. That's the last item on our agenda. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all. Have a good evening.